More federal agencies are letting employees use personal devices on federal networks. It's called BYOD, Bring Your Own Device to Work, that is. But the move also brings some risks to networks and maybe to productivity. Michael Isman is a Booz Allen Hamilton vice president. He leads the firm's business supporting central agencies of government. And he's also something of an expert on BYOD and joins us with a look at best practices. Mr. Isman, great to have you on.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. So aside from network security, what are the big risks in BYOD?
Well, I think there's a number of risks. The biggest risks are around the data, actually, as opposed to the network, and the potential legal ramifications of data security and people using personal data combined with their workforce data, and who's responsible, and who's responsible for making sure that data is secure and making sure that information, if it does get out, who's responsible for the fact that there was a leak.
But haven't some really good technologies come in the last year that make sure you can wall off different parts of the device so that they're safe from one another and the network is safe from the bad stuff?
Absolutely. There's some great ideas about sandboxing and looking at wrapping different applications and looking at virtualization and really strong mobile device management and mobile application management that agencies are putting in place. However, agencies still need to look at these risks and really think through their security risk profile and the kinds of things that they have and what data they need to protect. So it's not a matter of sort of hiding behind the security issues, but actually managing those security issues and really thinking about how to make BYOD as valuable as possible.
Mr. Isman, what are some of the best practices for deciding what data to protect?
I think you need to look at, it's really dependent on each organization, but really thinking through a real strategy around your security. So thinking through what are the pieces of information, what are the things that are your crown jewels of data, what are the things that you need to protect, and one of the big things is knowing when to say no. And what kinds of things should not be out there in a BYOD environment or on personal devices, and managing that based on your employee profiles and the people in your agency.
All right. So do you know of any agencies doing it well? You don't have to name the agency, but tell us what they're doing well.
Well, I think they're doing a number of things well. One of the things, I think agencies are really doing a good job of analyzing these challenges and trying to get to a point of understanding the security implications of BYOD. The best agencies, I think, though, are looking at this as not BYOD in and of itself, but BYOD as part of a broader digital ecosystem. So thinking about BYOD as it relates to your broader mobility strategies, your telework strategies, your cloud computing strategies, your social media strategies, your cyber strategies, and really taking this all together and thinking about it as a broad paradigm within which you're working.
All right. We're speaking with Michael Isman, a Booz Allen Hamilton vice president, and he leads the firm's business supporting central agencies of government. And I think a lot of people are wondering, okay, if this is coming my way, BYOD, who pays for the device? And I guess if it's the employee that pays for the device, what have you seen in terms of people's acceptance of BYOD, knowing they've got to pay for their own gadget?
I think there's a number of different models, right? There can be an employer paying, employee paying. The employee, chooses from a set list of potential devices that they could use, some sort of stipend in order to work through the process. So there's a number of different models, and I think each agency is looking at how those models fit into their organizational cost structure. I think the acceptance is not solely dependent, though, on whether an employee or an employer pays for the device. I think the acceptance is a combination. Obviously, that's a factor, but the acceptance is a combination of that and the restrictions with which agencies put on those devices. So if I have a personal device and I'm using it for work, what restrictions do they put on that personal device for my personal use? So agencies really need to think through how people use these devices. So if you're thinking about a mobile device, what kinds of application stores are you putting in place so that you can employees can really pick from applications that are acceptable to the organization. How are you thinking about storage of personal data? And if they're using a public cloud now to store on their personal device, are you setting up some sort of cloud environment for them to think through? And I think those types of things and really thinking through how employees are going to use these devices is really important. Another quick point on that is, you know, workforce is actually demanding this, right? So there's a built-in employee satisfaction when it's an employee demand. Nick Wakeman wrote a great article earlier this month where he gathered some information from surveys. 81% of the people surveyed use their personal device for work, and 66% of those say their organizations don't have a BYOD policy. So people are doing this anyway. And so I think there's a great deal of satisfaction that people want to carry their own devices and not multiple devices and those types of things.
I'm curious to know, what are some of the practices that agencies should avoid at all costs? What are some of the hidden landmines to BYOD?
Well, I think we're early in the adoption period of some of these things. I think one of the things to avoid is for agencies to look solely at this as a device-centric policy. So it's not always about protecting the device and protecting the, it's about what are the business practices and what are the things that are valuable about this for the business, for the mission, for reinforcing your telework policies, for allowing you to position to limit your physical infrastructure and your physical footprint, and thinking through those things. And also thinking about that from a security perspective. You know, there's a big movement about, protecting security should be at the identity of the individual as opposed to security at the device level, or security at the data level as opposed to security at the device level. So I think we've seen agencies that struggle to start to put policies in place because all they think about is from the device perspective.
Okay, so we know that within the next couple of weeks, the OMB is coming out with a BYOD policy. I guess it'll build on their mobility strategy. And they've been warning about this ever since Vivek Kundra was still the CIO, that this was coming. What do you expect to be in there? What should be in there, or all of the above be in there?
Well, I'm going to avoid predictions of what I expect to be in there, Tom, but I'm definitely going to tell you some of the things I hope are in there. One of the things I hope is in there is this, what I just spoke about. I hope that the guidance is around looking at this from a business perspective and understanding how this reinforces missions for agencies. I also hope that it's BYOD not as a standalone guidance, but BYOD in the context of this broader digital ecosystem that I spoke about before, and tying together some of the things around the cloud first policy with this and social media policies and the like. The other things that really need to be in there is what governance programs should you consider. Security we've discussed at length, and that's certainly got to be something in there. I think one that could be missing, but I'm hopeful it will be in there, is change management and education of employees. You know, once you have this policy in place, what is it they can and will be allowed to do, and what kinds of things should they be thinking about? And that ranges from, how to operate differently from the CIO perspective to the program managers to the employees. And then last is really thinking about data policy and the sensitivity of what applications should be considered for BYOD.
And just final question, BYOD tends to devolve into conversations about smartphones and pads, tablets, and they don't have keyboards. And a lot of employees who are teleworking do keyboarding. They write things and they fill out information. And so what's the feeling about what's the best device for, I mean, BYOD can also be a computer, right?
Absolutely, and I think that's the key. It's a combination of devices, and so people, people are more comfortable working in a tablet environment, and some people are more comfortable working with a laptop or a home computer, and making sure that your policy covers all of those possibilities, and thinks about the different ways that people are going to be using these. So if you've got people in the field who are collecting data, a tablet might be the best way to go. But if you've got people teleworking, trying to do jobs that are data entry and or some combination of things, a laptop might make the most sense.